This is the Composer's Datebook for February 15th. I'm John Zeck. Between 1908 and 1950, the Russian composer Nikolai Myaskovsky wrote 27 symphonies. This one, his symphony number 19, for military wind band, premiered on today's date in 1939 at the Comintern radio station in Moscow, and it was dedicated to the Red Army. The Red Army's bandmaster had asked Myaskovsky to write something, and at first the composer was rather reluctant. He wrote, "The difficulties of this unusual task oppressed and discouraged me, but I was anxious to keep my promise, and soon mustered a fair spurt of energy, with the result that instead of a simple piece in one movement, I was able to send him a complete symphony in four movements." The resulting work was, in fact, one of the normally melancholy Myaskovsky's most upbeat compositions. These days, American audiences are most likely to encounter concert works for symphonic winds at colleges and universities. This piece from 1997, entitled Dreadnought, is by the American composer Jeffrey Brooks, who wrote it for the University of Minnesota Symphonic Wind Ensemble, who recorded the piece. The title, Dreadnought, says Brooks, means a total absence of fear, and was also a name given to a class of heavily armed battleships of the early 20th century. Brooks notes he wrote the piece while contemplating his two small children's contrasting natures. Ronan had no fears, writes Brooks, and would happily get in a cage with a tiger. Adele was inventing new fears daily, trying them on, discarding some while keeping others. Composer's Datebook is supported by Ancestry.com, an online resource for discovering family histories and growing family trees. Learn more at TryAncestry.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.